We now bring to these microphones David James. He does a weekly spot with us right here on Prophecy Today. He does a lot of research. We look into issues that need to be discussed by the body of Christ. And David and I lead the discussion. You can eavesdrop on it. We encourage you to go to the Word of God, the Bible, to determine how you're going to come down on the issues that we discuss. And we're going to kind of vary from that format just a little bit, because I have just returned from a sojourn in Serbia. I returned not to the United States, but here into Poland. And, we had some great times in the past over there, David. You and I have been working together for about 20 years. And when you started the Word of Life Bible Institute there in Hungary, you invited me. I came. I taught the book of Revelation and then Daniel and Ezekiel. And on one of those visits, we were in Serbia together. We had a great conference there. That was an amazing set of meetings, was it not?
Yes, it really was. You know, I was looking back through my emails this morning. I keep an archive of a lot of emails, and as far as I can tell, it was in the spring of 2007. It was just an amazing set of meetings, as you said. The population of Serbia is about 8 million, and there are only about 8,000 known believers in the country, so that's about 0.1%. And that set of meetings, by Sunday afternoon, we had packed out probably the largest Baptist church in the country with 800 believers. So we had 10% of the believing population at a prophecy conference that you and I did together. I taught dispensationalism, and then you taught a series of meetings. It was just an amazing, amazing set of meetings.
Yes, and we were in that same church. Judy and I and our son Rick were there. Had a great crowd. They weren't quite as many there because we were only there on Tuesday and Wednesday evening, and that's the middle of the week. We had a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if I remember correctly, when you and I were there, when we had that large number of Christians, a great percentage of all the entire body of Christ in the state. That is, I believe, the largest church in Serbia. We had a good time with Andre Franca. He continues to be the interpreter for me. We had a great time of staying with him. You remember them, I'm sure, as well. But after that Sunday evening meeting, about midnight or so, you and I were having a conversation on the long drive back to Word of Life Hungary. Had to stop at the border crossing, of course. The border crossing sometimes holds you up. That continued our conversation. And I tell you what, that conversation on the long drive has influenced both of our current ministries, and I'm sure you remember that conversation as well.
I very much do. I remember the point where I think I posed the question, thinking back over the weekend, who is coming up behind us? Our generations, you know, you and I are about 20 years apart in age, but most of the dispensationalists who hold to the Word of God being taught literally and believe that Israel has a future and all of these things related to the Word of God and prophecy, most of the dispensationalists are between you and me in age. And when we look back behind my age, it's sort of a wasteland. There are a few guys out there, but there are very few of the stature of some of the leaders of and teachers and scholars of this previous generation, or this generation that is in their twilight years, I guess you could say. And so we began thinking about what we can do to raise up the next generation.
Well, we needed to do that. We needed to have that conversation. You and I had the privilege and the blessing of being able to be around some of these great men like Dr. Dwight Pentecost, Dr. John Walford, Dr. Stan Toussaint, Dr. Charles Ryrie. These were giants in the faith, great scholars, great teachers of the Word of God. So we had that privilege, and that's what we were talking about. It was soon after that conversation that night, driving back to Word of Life in Hungary, that we got involved in trying to put together the School of Prophets. Later on, you would join our staff, become a faculty member. Maybe you can give an overview of the School of Prophets program for those listening to the broadcast today.
Well, I know it was a dream of yours for many years, and then that conversation was a catalyst. But the School of Prophets is a program, a unique program in advanced eschatological studies, or study of last things. It's a very focused program that offers a degree in both master's level and at the doctoral level. under the umbrella of Louisiana Baptist University. It's just a great program for people to get into the Word of God and study prophecy and prophetics and how to understand the Word of God correctly at the graduate and postgraduate level.
And one of the reasons that David is on the staff, we need to have a foundation, an undergirding for studying the prophetic passages of God's Word, and that would be a study of hermeneutics, which is, of course, the science of interpreting Scripture, dispensationalism, God's plan through the future, and that's what David actually teaches as a staff member of the School of Prophets. What would you say, David, to those listening to this conversation? Should they get involved with the School of Prophets? And if they should, why should they?
Well, I really think it's a program that a lot of people should consider. It's pastors who don't have a solid grounding, perhaps, in specifically eschatological issues or looking to go on to develop their understanding at the master's level, or for those who have master's degrees on to the doctoral level. And even, you know, we have a number of people who are lay people as well, who may have degrees in other areas. We have one gentleman who is in his 70s, who is finishing up the program. He's a lay person, but he wants to finish out his life in his local church teaching. And also his master's thesis is going to be put into book form. And so there's a broad spectrum of people who should consider enrolling.
You know, that man you're talking about was a executive in IBM. He lives up in Connecticut. That just thrilled my heart to see a guy in his 70s not wanting to sit on his blessed assurance, but get in the action, continue to learn, and then use his learning to teach in his local church. That's the reason that we came together. Briefly, David, if you will, explain the enrollment process.
Well, all you need to do is go to our website, schoolofprophets.org, one word, schoolofprophets.org, click on the admissions menu item on the left, submit your application. It will come directly to me. I'll go over it. You will go over it. We will get back with them. We will look at what they've done in the past, and we will expedite the process of getting them on board.
Boy, that'll be great. Go to that website, prophecytoday.com. There you'll find the registration form. David, another thing that eventually came out of that late night conversation was your current ministry, the Alliance for Biblical Integrity. You were a missionary there in Word of Life, Hungary for 16 years, started the Bible Institute, by the way, where Jim Jr. now teaches the courses that I used to teach, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Revelation. I want to ask you, why did you leave Hungary to start the ABI ministry?
Well, we had got to the point where we had accomplished what we believed the Lord had sent us to Hungary to do, and that was to start a Bible Institute that had great guest teachers like you and Dr. Zook and Stan Toussaint and many others that we know. And we just believed we had accomplished that. And also I saw that my ministry was heading in a direction of focusing on current theological issues and apologetics and discernment. Actually, there was a catalyst where a survey came out in 2008 where it said that showed that around 50% or more of evangelicals no longer believed that Jesus Christ was the only way to heaven. And I saw that as a theological issue in churches and coming out of institutions. So we made the decision to along with you and a couple other men, to move in the direction that we're currently in.
And I'm really excited about that ministry myself. By the way, your current ministry with ABI involves a lot more than your work with the School of Prophets and our weekly conversations. Explain a bit.
Well, that's true. Even though I'm no longer on staff with Word of Life, I teach every year, sometimes twice a year, in six Word of Life Bible Institutes in six different countries around the world and occasionally in other schools as well. I probably teach more for Word of Life than I did when I was on staff with Word of Life, as it is. I also work with other ministries like the Berean Call. They were my publisher and currently working on a second book that's just going to come out soon in e-book format. I also teach every other year at a seminary in India and also connect with other ministries. Sometimes I function as an advisor and develop the network with other ministries, and also in local churches, teaching a lot of the things that I'm teaching in Bible Institutes.
Well, yes, and I've got to tell everybody, David preaches and teaches in all of these Bible institutes many different courses, not just one, but a number of courses that he has under his belt, and he is just excellent in that. But I understand, David, you're starting to offer several of these at weekend conferences in local churches. Boy, that's great.
I have several courses, three or four, that I'm really focusing on that I've developed to the point that I think they would be very helpful for local churches. One is God's Plan Through the Ages, which has sort of become a signature course. I teach it in several Bible institutes. I also teach a course on how to understand the Bible, and that is a conference. I even did that in a prison last year. I also teach another major course is Current Theological Issues, which is really a compilation of the things that you and I are discussing every single week. Pastors and the people in the local churches and the leadership and the average person in the pew, they need to be aware of these things that you and I are discussing every week, and so that's a conference that I'm now offering.
Let me ask you this. If somebody's interested in contacting you about doing such a conference in their local church or being involved with the ABI ministry, how do they get in touch with you?
All they need to do is go to our website, which is biblicalintegrity.org page, or you can go to my email address at the bottom of the homepage. Send me an email. I would love to talk with you. In fact, just this past 2 weeks, I had someone at a big church in Ohio who listens to us every week contact me about coming to their church. I had a pastor in Michigan contact me as a result of some things that we've discussed here, invited me to come to their church, and so I'm just looking forward to all these opportunities and having folks get in touch with me.
Great opportunities to try to prepare the next generation for what may be happening should the Lord tarry. And David and I and some of our generation leave here, it's the younger guys and gals that are going to be responsible for keeping straight with the Word of God. Well, going back to our conversation, driving back from Serbia, our passion of equipping the next generation has come now to a point where we're really able to do something going along that way, making certain that they're grounded in the Word of God. And this is essential, is it not, David?
Well, as we discuss every week, Jimmy, it all does come back to the Word of God, understanding it correctly, interpreting it correctly, and applying it correctly. And everything that you and I are doing, and when we just spend in untold numbers of hours every week trying to head that direction and train up people and do this conversation, it's just important. I think a lot of times it's been lost in this generation how important it is to understand the Word of God correctly, and that's what we're all about. And I just see that the Lord has been very gracious to both of us as we've built on that conversation that late night near the Serbian-Hungarian border.
You know, I can almost remember we were actually trying to stay awake on that drive back, but it accomplished more than our little physical needs. We were able to have some spiritual things happening because of it. David, thank you for your ministry, what you're doing in the local church, as well as traveling around the world. Appreciate it. Thank you for your input right here on David James Reports on Prophecy Today. We'll talk again next week.
God bless your ministry in Poland there, Jimmy.